Shamalay from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. All the schus. Ram Yosef ben Chana. All the schus. Rav Shai ben Leah. All the schus. Rav Yitzhak ben Bracha. Rav Moshe ben Rezel. Le Nishmas. Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. Rav Shana Rav Sigan Rav Sata Chana Rav Meir Zev. And Batya Esther, Basin Reb Zev Dov, and Ram Ben Yaakov Shachna. And we're going to be discussing the sugya of Shomer Psoim Hashem. Shomer Psoim Hashem is a pasuk in Tehillim, in the 116th parak, but it is used in numerous sugyas hashas to say that when someone is acting in a very literally foolish way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards him. So, this is going to be based, there's a beautiful, beautiful article on this by Mori V'Rabi, Goyen HaGadol of Manzatzal. So we're going to go based on his Torah. And it starts with the Gemara in Yevamis. Your Gemara in Yevamis says, why weren't they in 71, the bottom of 71b? What is the reason that they didn't do Bris Milah in the Midbar? They only did when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, some say because of Chol Shad Orcha. And now we go into Ayin Beis. V'boi say Mishim Lona Shiruach Tzvainis, because the northern wind didn't blow. And we bring a Brisa, 40 years it didn't blow the Ruach Tzvonis. And Memela, this Ruach Tzvonis scatters the clouds, and therefore the sun didn't shine on them, and they couldn't be mischazik, they couldn't strengthen themselves from the Tzar of Milah. So Mimela, because there was no Ruach Tzvonis, they didn't do the Bris Milah for 40 years. My time, huh? And why Taka wasn't there Ruach Tzvonis? Answers the Gemara, either in Nizofim Hayu, they were reprimanded because of the Maase Egel, or so that Lo Nivdor Anani HaKavod, so that the Anani HaKavod shouldn't scatter. Amar Rav Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, since we said that you need the sun for the Bris Milah to be misrape, to be healed, Yom Adiva, a cloudy day that doesn't have sun, Yom Adishusa, and a day where there is a northern wind, which is a difficult wind, not a healthy wind, Lo Malinan Be, you don't do Bris Milah, Velo Misochrinan Be, and you also don't take blood, you don't draw blood. Ve'ina D'dashu Be Rabim, but today that many people do Bris Milah, and they do draw blood. And these days, they're not choshish, there's no sakana, because Shomer Psoim Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the fools. As mevu'al midivrei Gemara, that there was a Milah in the Midbar, Pikuach Nefesh. There was a Pikuach Nefesh problem when they did Mila in the Midbar. And that's why they didn't do Bris Mila in the Midbar. But today, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Today, even if it doesn't seem so healthy, but Shomer Psoim Hashem, we do Bris Mila no matter what. You'll never say, oh, we're not doing my son's Bris Mila on time because, there's no sun, so we're not going to do it. No, Shomer Psoim Hashem. But in the Midbar was Pikuach Nefesh. So the Maritz Chais was already omed. In the Tshuvas Chasim Sofer, and Arichayim and Simon Reish Ches, the Ramaschal V'oid, and the Yashrish Yankiv, and the Sugi over there, and what we see in the Sifri and Parashas Baal Oischa, cited in Rashi, Parashas Zeis HaBrocha, 33:9, that B'nai Levi Molu Atzman B'Midbar, that the B'nai Levi did Bris Milah in the Midbar, and Rashi explains that's a Shevach that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying about them, Kisham Roy Dusecha Brischa Yinsayru. In other words, they were shown with the Bris even in the Midbar, not like Shah B'nai Yisrael. Now, since there was a Bikoch Nefesh problem, it's an Isser. It says V'chai Behem. So how are they circumcising themselves? Yoyser, it becomes a Shevach. So that's the Kasha. The Kasha is, how can this be a Shevach of the B'nai Levi that they did Bris Milah in the Midbar when you see them in the Midbar, it's Bikoch Nefesh. That's why they didn't do it. It was Bikoch Nefesh. V'ayin Shem B'chasim Sofer. In this Chuvan Reish Ches, and in the Torah Moshe that he writes in Parashas Hazinu l'Chagat Sukkos Divrei Masel Baav Torah, and in the Yashrish Yankif in the Sugya, who write that the B'nai Levi did have the Ruach Tzvainis, and therefore there was no Sakana B'Mila. But that's difficult to understand, because if that's the case, Meikar Adin, they were Chayiv in Mila. So what's the special Shevach that they circumcised themselves? They were Chayiv. Maybe what this means is the shevach that al hagufa that they had a ruach tzvinus since they didn't send the chayta egel and they didn't send the chayta meraglim, like the chasen sov the ashiyak of right. But that's their shevach. But this is a very derchak diketeretz. So our first kasha is, well, what's the pshat? How are bnei Levi mull themselves in the midbar and even praise for it when it was pikuach nefesh? They shouldn't have done it. So it appeared that the Gemara concludes that idma the doshu be'rabim shomer psoim Hashem, and you're allowed to go into a sakana. Because Shomer Psoim Hashem, Vayim B'Shari Tshuva Baruch Hayim Sim Kufayin Tziv Kod Nalef, writes a Heter Likonis La Sakonim Mishim Psoim Psoim Hashem. So Lechor, it's hard to understand, what's the Heter Likonis La Sakonis Nefashos Al Shomer Psoim Hashem? Hashem guards the fools. Ba'almi, now normally you're not allowed to do that. So why is this Sakonah different than other suffix Sakonahs? Other suffix Sakonahs you're not allowed to do Al Bikoch Nefesh. Vein Hochem Bikoch Nefesh Achar Rov. Even in most cases it'd be okay. Still, when it comes to Bikoch Nefesh, you don't go after the Rov. You go after the meat. You do everything you can to save the person's life. So mechitesi that there's a heter to be to nichnas the bikuach nefesh al tshomer psoim Hashem. It's bikuach nefesh. So the maisa, this was already discussed in the tshuvis of the divrei Malkiel in chelak alef simen ayin and the Teres Chesed and Eben Ezra simen mem dalid. Both of their yortzeit is this week on the very same day. So it's amazing that they both discussed the shem shaila, and we have to be learning it a couple of days before the yortzeit. So that's the Teras Chesed, Shnei Zal Mirublin, and Rav Malkiel Tannenbaum, the Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin, also in the Tshuvas Binyan Sion, Kuf Lamed Aleph, and the Tshuvas Semach Tzedek HaChodesh, and Eben Ezer, Siman Pei Aleph, and the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, and Chelek Aleph Siman Chof Gimel. So Mitzvah Shem, we'll see what they say, hopefully later. But Al Koponim, the Kasha is, what's the Heter, Likonis L'Pikuach Nefesh, Al Shomer Psoim Hashem, it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Aser. You're not allowed to be nechnas l'sakana. Ubeemis, this is the kasha of the Rishonim in Yevamis 12b and Ksubis 39a. Is Machlokes Rabbanan Reb Meir that three types of women, three categories of women, are allowed to have bia with a moich in order to prevent themselves from getting pregnant, because getting pregnant would constitute a danger. Reb Meir holds mishamshayis b'moich because we're afraid she's going to get pregnant and die, and the Rabbanan hold no. She's allowed to have regular bia, and she doesn't have to worry about it. Umin hashamayim yirachamu mishum shenemar shomer psoim Hashem. And in hashamayim they're going to have rachmanos, because it says in the pasuk shomer psoim Hashem. And the shitas Rashi there is that ladas rabbanan it's usur to have bia with a moich in order to stop the woman from getting pregnant. It's mamish usur. And frekta ritva and yevamis in ksubis in the ra'an ksubis. Either is a sakana. So how's it shayich? How's it possible that mishum shomer psoim Hashem, you're not allowed to use this moich, which is going to prevent the sakana? How is it aser according to the rabbanon to use this moich to prevent the sakana? Because the shomer psoim Hashem, ma pitom, she's going to be in danger. How's it aser to avoid danger? So you can see there in the ritva and yevamis and in ksubis. And what the Achronim write that we mentioned earlier, and it still requires a biul. We also have to understand Shabbos 129b, Legabe Hakozas Hadam, an Erev Shabbos, which is a Sakone. So the Gemara says, don't worry about it today. It's cool because Doshu Borabim, today, many people do it. Shoimer Psoim Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the fools. So everything's going to be okidoki. Also, Avodah Zarah 30b, you're allowed to eat them at night, and you're not choishesh, and you don't have to worry about megula, that it's gilui here, because the what happened is that by Paris, when there was the hole in the Paris where it used to be connected to the tree, so you're not choishesh that the snake injected poison. There's an isser of mashke megulim, but not when it comes to these fruits. And we say, it's a sakana. It's nighttime, you can't see. The answer is, Shoimer Psoim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the Psoim. So you don't have to worry about it. Both in the case of the Anovim Teinim at night, and in the case of Akozis Adam and Erev Shabbos, also Nida 31a, one shouldn't be Mishamish's Mita on the 90th day of pregnancy. It's Kilo Shoifech Domim. And the Gemara says, how does he know? if it's the 90th day, and the Gemara says, don't worry about it. Meshamesh v'hoylech, shoymer psoim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to guard you. You have nothing to worry about. So again, we have three heterim here. We have the heter of the Kozis Adam, of drawing blood, eating anovim tainim at night, and you're not worried about gilui, and mishamish mitasa liyom atishim, and in all these cases, we say, don't worry about it, shoymer psoim Hashem, and the kash is mechitesi a heter that we don't find normally by a suffix sakona. Rebel Chonon, in the Koivetz Shiurim, in Ksubis 39a, os kuf lamid vav, is oimed on the kasha we asked earlier, how is it mutter likonis the sakona, al shoymer psoim Hashem, writes Rebel Chonon, shein adam uchuv limana minag derech eretz, umela avikilu envi adalas, a person doesn't have to refrain from doing what the normal way of the earth is to do, and automatically, it's as if it's not within his hands, within his power. Va'oz nishmal min hashamayim, and then he is guarded from the heavens. Avalecha shebiyadu lizar, eino b'chal psoim. But when he is able to be careful, then he is not included in the fools. He doesn't guard himself. He is obligating himself in his life. He's guilty, and he's not going to be guarded. So he says, "Listen, what's derech eretz? What's normally the way people act? You're not mechuyev to do otherwise, and then God's going to guard you because it's like you don't have the koach to do otherwise. But where it's biyado lizoer, when you're able to be careful, then that's not included." In Shomer Psoim Hashem, and you're not going to be guarded. So writes the Bapula Charift on the second paragraph of the Zohar on the Rosh Tzimin Yebei Siv Kot Nchof. He writes a little bit like this: Ktsas Ke Einza in Sham. However, it's still difficult to understand. Why is this more Derech Erev? Why is Hakos Adam and Erev Shabbos Derech Erev? It's like this is something that everybody does. That you can't live without it. Have ki'ilu ein biyado lasois. It's not up to you whether or not to be makis dumb in Erev Shabbos. It's not up to you to eat te'inim at night or not without bedika. Not pitom. And my magulim you're not allowed to drink. Also, we have shomer psoim Hashem by doing a bris milah, even on a day when there's no sun. So that's a dvar mitzvah. That's not an inyan shel minig derech eretz. And the Gemara says that it's because people normally are mal an yom deshusa, according to the Kovat Shurim. The Gemara should have just said people are normally noeg lamul. The Gemara says, no, people are noeg lamul the Yom HaDeshusa on a day where there's a northern wind, a bad wind. Not because of regular, it's the normal way of doing it, because people are mul on this type of day. And that's why Shomer Psoim Hashem. And also, what does that have to do with Shomer Psoim Hashem? Miyu Pesi Shehugdar B'Mashe Noeg U'Menig Derech Eretz. Why is he called a fool if he's doing what people normally do? Why is he called a pesi? So we're back to our kasha. What's up here? Allowed to go into a suffix sakana. We also have to understand the Ritva in Yavam is 72a in the name of the Maharam cited by the Nemuka Yosef that somebody who doesn't want to circumcise on a cloudy day is allowed to not circumcise. Ayin sham lenin mila b'shabis. So the chayr, it's difficult to understand since we conclude that it's not a sakone. Otherwise, it wouldn't be permitted to circumcise. So what's that or not to circumcise if it's not considered a sakone? Apshat. You're allowed to do it, so it's obviously not a sakone. So what's the heter not to do it? If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do the bris milah on the cloudy day. Ma'lama. If we say it's not a sakone, it's not a sakone. Indeed, the Beis Yosef in Yoyredei in Rish Samach Beis brings the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rabbeinu Manoyach That they're arguing with the Ritva. See there in the Beis Yosef and in Bebiul Dvarav Beshut Chaim She'al B'Siman Nun Tes. Because since there's no sakana, how is he not allowed to do Bris Mila? Okay, Beseder, so that's the opinion of the other Rishonim. What is the Ritva going to say? How does the Ritva say that if you don't want to, you don't have to? It's not a sakana if it's permitted. Also, we have to understand the Kashi the Ritva and Daf Beis and Shitas Rashi. Remember we saw earlier that Rashi holds that according to the Rabbanon, the women are not allowed to be Mishamish, are not allowed to be, it's also for them to be Mishamish B'malch, to have Bia with this preventable device, preventing pregnancy. And the Ritva asked, how is it Aser trying to prevent a Sakana? It's Safik Bikoch Nefesh. That was the Kash of the Ritva. Why should it be Aser? It's Safik Bikoch Nefesh. So why should it be Aser L'Shamish B'moch? So Frek the Teras Chesed, which Shnev Zalmi Lublin and the Binyan Sin, so Kash holds even according to the Ritva. Since it's Safik Pikuach Nefesh, how is it mutter for the Rabbanan Shalol L'Shamish B'moch? You're not allowed to be nichnas the suffix pikuach nefesh, like our basic kasha. What's pshat in the rabbana? So Rashi says, that according to the rabbana, it's aser to be mishamish b'moch, according to the rabbis, and the Ritva asked, how could it be aser? It's a suffix pikuach nefesh. Say there. So say it's not aser. But b'chlal, how do you understand the Rabbanan? How is it mutter l'shamish b'li moch? Forget about, okay, b'seder. Let's say it's not aser. But how is it to use the moch? But how is it mutter without the moch? It's suffix pikuach nefesh. U'b'ikar adav l'chor ha'kosha tuvit. Because we see Avamis 72a in Shabbos 129b, the Gemara is totally binyan b'shibadashu be'rabim. That this is what people normally do. That's what makes it Shomer P'saim Hashem. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Shomer P'saim Hashem. If that's true, then how's it mutter to eat the figs at night? Is that dashu be'rabim? People eat figs dafka at night? And the Gemara doesn't say, since dashu be'rabim Shomer P'saim Hashem. Mar doesn't use that lashon. Mar just says Mishum Shomer B'Saim Hashem. We also have to understand Gimel Noshim Misham Shais. The Gemara, the Rabbanan don't say that came into Dashu Bei Rabin. The Gemara just says Mishamesh is Kedarka Voileches Umen Hashemayim Yirachem Mishum Shenemer Shomer B'Saim Hashem. Doesn't say anything about Dashu Bei Rabin. And that once Mishamish Biyom Atishim, the Gemara also doesn't say Dashu Be'Rabim. But in the Sugyas and Yevamis and Shabbos, it does say Dashu Be'Rabim. So why sometimes yes Dashu Be'Rabim, sometimes no Dashu Be'Rabim? Also another Kasha, that did Gimel Nashim Mishamshis B'Moch is Machlokas Tanoi. Rav Meir holds she is Mishamish B'Moch, and we don't say Mishamesh is Kedaka B'Shem B'Shem Hashem, so it's Machma that it's Machlokas Tanoi if there's such a Heter Mitzat Sheni. In the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and the Gemara in Yevamis, and the Fine Beis, there's no machlokas at all. When it comes to doing a Kazus Adam and Erev Shabbos, there's no machlokas. When it comes to doing the Bris Mila, there's no machlokas. So how come this dafka machlokes legabei nashim mishamshes b'moch, but not in the other cases? So moray v'raboisai, ma she'anachu tzrichim lasot ze levarer et ha'inyan hazeh, ze kriti, u'bezrat Hashem b'shiur haba anachnu natzi et ha'malach ליישב ולהגדיר ולחדד את הדברים בעזרת השם, והדברים יאירו באור יקרות. אני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם. שלום שלום אהובה ידידיי מוריי ורבותיי.